There are also 435 elections across the country that will determine control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Republicans are hoping to expand their narrow majority. The lawmaker in charge of that effort is North Carolina Republican Congressman Richard Hudson, the chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee, who joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Jeff.
So looking at the math, Democrats need to flip four seats to win back control of the House. Where do Republicans see opportunities to expand the map?
Well, you have to start by pointing out that it's a very small map. There are 435 members of Congress, but there are only 35 who won their seat with 5% or less. So there are very few seats up for grabs when you look at the total map. So of those 35, it's been said there's probably about 22, 11 on each side that are really up for grabs. So I mean, when you look at what's the battlefield, where are we actually out there trying to pick up seats? What are the seats we've got to hold? There are very few. But having said that, we feel like the environment is in our favor. We feel like the quality of candidates we've recruited as challengers around the country are very good. And so we're in a strong position to not just hold our majority, but we think we're going to pick up seats.
The current Congress has been one of the least productive in decades. Republicans with their narrow majority have been, for the most part, locked in high-profile fights, many over the Speaker's gavel. How do you make the case to Americans that Republicans can not only hold the majority but also govern effectively?
Well, I think the American people aren't really concerned with who holds what gavel in Washington. I think they're worried about safety in their neighborhood. They're worried about an open border. They're worried about inflation and the fact that the things they need to buy for their families are too expensive. That's what's on voters' minds. And the voters have decided that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, their policies have made them less prosperous and made them less safe. And if you look at the polling, they trust Republicans on these issues. You know, we as Republican House, we passed a number of bills that the Senate decided not to take up, but they demonstrate our positions on energy, on parents' Bill of Rights to give parents more decision-making in education, measures to bring down inflation. These are the policies we're going to run on, and that's why I think we're going to be successful.
There are more than a dozen Republican-held seats in districts that President Biden won back in 2020. How should those folks run? Should they run as aligned with Donald Trump, or should they try to distance themselves from him?
Well, I think Donald Trump is going to be an asset for all of our candidates. And I think Donald Trump is going to win this election. But, you know, the issues that we're running on are the issues that that the voters care most about. As I mentioned, inflation, open border, crime in their neighborhoods, fentanyl. And on these issues, Republicans have solutions. And the policies of the Biden-Harris administration have been wrong. And they've put the country on the wrong track. And so we're running on the issues. And it just so happens the voters trust us on those issues.
A question about the money and the resources. Democrats say they've seen a surge of money for Democrats in recent weeks, both for the Harris campaign and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Do Republicans have the money they need right now to be competitive heading into November?
We do. We've done a good job of fundraising. We've broken a lot of fundraising records, but it just so happens the Democrats have done better. And historically, Democrats have raised more money than Republicans. They have some structural advantages that allow them to do that. I don't need to match the Democrats dollar for dollar, but we do need to continue to raise money. The key is you've got to have the money for your candidates to tell their story and to connect with the voters, and we will have the resources to do that.
So ballpark, how big a GOP majority are you expecting in November?
Well, I'm not going to give you a number because if I fall one short, but we pick up a bunch, then, you know, it look like we failed. But I do feel very confident that we're not just going to hold the House. We're going to pick up some seats. But again, within that, you know, that caveat I mentioned earlier, that there aren't that many up for grabs total. You're not going to see these huge swings that we've seen in the past where, you know, 20 seats go one way or the other. Every single one of these 35 seats is going to be very close.
Republican Congressman Richard Hudson of North Carolina, chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Jeff. Thank you.